Okay, so this guided meditation is giving yourself compassion for self-judgment, for self-criticism, for perceived failures and mistakes. And so to begin the meditation, just bring some kind awareness to why you're here, why you're here investing in this time to spend on self-compassion, to spend in this space with me. And to really kind of listen and feel the emotions in your body. We're going to do that into the meditation anyway. The emotions that you associate with self-compassion and the emotions that you associate with self-criticism and the judgments that you might give yourself. So giving yourself compassion for all of the things that you know have come up for you recently, and I will help you to think about those. So I want you to just, as we start, make sure that you're in a really comfortable position, either sitting or lying down, whichever is more comfortable for you, on a soft cushion, on a chair, on a sofa, even on your bed is fine. So something very comfortable where you can feel very relaxed, very safe, warm, comfortable, and relaxed. And just take some nice deep breaths for me, just breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just some nice deep self-soothing deep breaths for me. So in through your nose, and breathe out through your mouth, feeling it really kind of draw out as though you're blowing through a straw. So do those another two times for me. I want you to settle into your posture. I want you to notice how your body is feeling. The sensation of your feet on the floor, if they're on the floor. The sensation of your bottom touching the cushion underneath you, your back against the cushion. The weight of your arms and your head. Notice how they're all feeling. Be in your body right here, right now, fully inhabiting your lived experience. Then allow your attention to move outward to sounds. What sounds are arising right now around you? Are there noises outside your window? Is the wind blowing? Are there leaves rustling? What sounds do you hear? Try not to reach out to the sounds, but just let the sounds arrive. Just let the sound waves enter your mind and body. Now focus on your breathing. The sense of inhaling and exhaling. Whether you feel the breath most strongly at your nostrils, or perhaps that your chest rises and falls. We'll just take a few moments just to rest with your breath, simple and easy. Notice the peacefulness of being quiet, of resting, as you just gently breathe. Now I'd like you to bring to mind some aspect of your personality, or perhaps some mistake you feel you've made, or a perceived failure, a judgment of yourself that has been bothering you lately. Something that perhaps you've been criticizing yourself for, or that has made you feel inadequate in some way. Whatever this trait or action is, try to get in touch with it. Try to get in touch with your feelings about it. What does it make you feel? Sad? Frightened? Isolated? Inadequate? How have you felt when you've thought about this? And see if you can locate the sensations of the emotions in your body. Perhaps it's a tightness in your throat, a heaviness in your heart, a tension in your shoulders. What emotions do you feel when you think about this judgment, criticism, perceived failure, or mistake? And where are these emotions felt in your body? And just actually allow them to be there. Instead of resisting feeling these natural feelings that arise when we judge ourselves, allow them to be there. Just notice them. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Where do I feel it in my body? Get in touch with how much suffering is caused by our self-judgment, our fears of not being good enough, some of our greatest suffering is caused at our own hands by the belief that somehow we should be perfect. Take your hand now, or both hands if you prefer, and place it gently over your heart in a calm, soft, comforting manner. You might even want to rub a little soothing, reassuring circle on your heart. See if you can sense your heart right now. See if you can let your heart be moved by how difficult your emotional experience is when you think about this thing that makes you feel bad about yourself. So what we'll do now is repeat some phrases. Loving kindness phrases designed to help you feel compassion for the fact that you are an imperfect being. You try your best, but no one on this planet is perfect. We're all inadequate in some way. We all make mistakes. We all fail. This is the human experience. It's okay. So repeat the phrases silently. I'll say a few sets of phrases aloud, and then you can repeat them silently as you connect with your heart and your breathing. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. Feel the warmth of the hand, your hand on your heart. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. Repeat these phrases silently, really trying to get in touch with the intention behind the words, the intention to offer yourself kindness, compassion, and acceptance. As your mind wanders, which it will inevitably do, just refresh the phrases in your mind. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. giving yourself the same kindness and support and acceptance you would give to a good friend who was feeling bad about themselves. May I be safe, may I be peaceful, may I be kind to myself, may I accept myself as I am. Remembering that everyone is in the same boat. Everyone is imperfect. Everyone feels inadequate in some way. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone fails. This is the human condition. This is normal. This is something we all share. It's okay. May I be safe, may I be peaceful, may I be kind to myself, may I accept myself as I am. And remembering all your fellow humans who struggle with self-criticism and self-judgment the way you do. Let's include everyone in our intention for self-compassion. May we all feel safe. May we all feel peaceful. May we be kind to ourselves. May we accept ourselves as we are. Just gently repeating the phrases silently. Now I'd like you to think of something that's been causing you suffering that you don't necessarily blame yourself for. Maybe you have a loved one who is sick or something's going wrong in your life. Something that's hard to bear, hard to deal with. And also give yourself compassion for this source of suffering. The suffering comes from two main sources. From ourselves not being as we want, or from our lives not being as we want. Focus on your breathing and your phrases. And thinking of this aspect of your life that's causing you pain, repeat the following phrases. May I be safe? May I be peaceful? May I be kind to myself? May I accept my life as it is. This is the way things are. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept my life as it is. Repeating the phrases silently to yourself, soothing and comforting yourself with the difficulties of living the human life. Really feel your care and concern, the tenderness for yourself, struggling like so many others. May I be safe, may I be peaceful, may I be kind to myself, may I accept my life as it is. Again, put your hand on your heart, or if it's been there the whole time, really feel your hand on your heart. And while we've been focusing on comforting ourselves for painful feelings, for suffering, for criticism and self-judgment. Now see if you can feel what the compassion itself feels like. Maybe your heart is tingling, or feels warm, or feels vibrant in some way. Notice how it's feeling. Notice the good qualities of an open heart that's filled with compassion, the beautiful feelings of tenderness, care, concern, kindness. Noticing the joy of compassion, of connectedness, of open-heartedness. This is also part of the human experience. Notice your heart, notice how it feels. When you open it to compassion, of connectedness. And as we finish, thank yourself for being a good, supportive friend to you. And thank yourself for being a good, supportive friend to others. May we all be well and safe. Stay with that feeling. Let's bring yourself back to the present and here and in the room when you feel that you want to.